out of that experience, civil rights movement transforms itself into first Black Power movement and then Black Liberation movement, and the emblematic formation of the Black Power or Black Liberation movement is the Black Panther Party. That's fairly well understood. The Black Panther Party ultimately accounts for about, it's a fairly small organization for all of its notoriety. Ultimately, its peak, 5,000 members, is proclaimed by J. Edgar Hoover to be the number one internal security threat to the United States by 1968. It's not 5,000 members yet at that point. Actually, the publicists who put out that statement on behalf of Hoover probably further Panther recruitment because people say, hey, number one security threat to the U.S., I'm going to join, man. Yeah. So you got a lot of recruits to the Panthers out of that. But the other part that wasn't so funny was the FBI really set out to destroy them, and they meant literally. So you got 28 dead Panthers in a very short period of time. You got city by city raids. You got destruction, infiltration at an unprecedented level. Provocateurs functioning at an unprecedented level. You got the framing of individuals like Geronimo Pratt, Geronimo G. Jaga, as he's now known, Daruba Bin Wadhad, a number of other of those who are considered by the FBI to be key activists, key agitators is another term used. Remember the something or other agitator index, which is a file photo with their pictures in it. They have a picture up, and it's just basically a picture that, to have a line drawn through it by virtue of elimination. Elimination can be by virtue of being harassed, intimidated, driven out of the movement that way, discredited by being bad jacketed, or through rumoring campaigns, to be ultimately tied up in false prosecutions to the point where you can no longer make bail and just sit around waiting to be charged or waiting for trial. And I can give examples on all of these. You can be falsely convicted, like G. Jaga and Bin Wahad, and eliminated that way, or like Fred Hampton, Mark Clark, you can just end up never waking up one night when you go to sleep. You got to continue. They'll try the lowest level first. If that doesn't work, they'll escalate. If that doesn't work, they'll escalate. Ultimately, they will kill you if you're targeted, if they have the opportunity to do so. And one of the reasons they were so effective during the late 1960s with this kind of thing is because nobody believed that they would do it. It wouldn't happen here. Well, guess what? I'm giving you chapter and verse and the fact that it did. It did. It's not a question of whether it would happen here. It did happen here. It's happened here over and over and over again. Every time someone or some group begins to become effective, galvanizing people, threatening the stability, threatening, they consider this a threat to effectuate constructive social change, they're targeted for elimination. We need to understand the nature of that reality.